Hello again, Audio Boomers. Yes, it's me again, I'm afraid, back at you with another ramble. But this one isn't a good cause, I think. Not that my other two weren't. It was the two that I posted yesterday that were rather silly. But anyhow, if it's any consolation, you probably won't hear from me again for a while, because I do tend to post sporadically and go in spurts. Anyhow, I was previewing a friend's album on iTunes today, and I found myself totally amazed at his ability to orchestrate music and create counterpoints and harmonies. I have this friend named Neil Ewers, who is a professional musician, a sound engineer, and he also does field recordings. He goes out into the wild and records nature sounds professionally and sells them on his website. He can be found on iTunes. His name is Neil Ewers, N-E-A-L, E-W-E-R-S, but he's also on the web at ravenswood.org. Now, this particular album I was looking at is called Amazing Grace, an album of traditional hymns, and he also has another album, in case hymns are not your cup of tea, of traditional songs called Into the Light. Normally, I don't really like synthesized music. I find it rather schmaltzy. I'm not really a fan of New Age music in general, although I do love Enya and have for a long time. And I'm also a big fan of Moira Brennan, whose music could also be classified as New Age. But Neil does play the Kurzweil keyboard, and even if you don't like synthesized music, I think you won't be able to deny that this is a really good instrument, and it's incredibly well played. It does have samples of real instruments on it, and also one can sample real instruments on it oneself. So I'll start with a preview of a hymn called Be Still My Soul and Know That I Am God. Now, I must apologize in advance. My right speaker is distorting to some extent, as it has a tendency to do from time to time, so I'm very sorry for any distortion that you may hear. Enjoying that. Well, poop. The next one I'm going to show you, I'm not even going to introduce by name because it's so familiar to churchgoers everywhere that I think most of you will know it.
Thank you.
that, of course, was the much-loved Abide With Me. The next one I'm going to show you is a hymn that I hadn't even heard of until I listened to this album. It's called It Is Well With My Soul, and I just think the arrangement is lovely. Just to show you that these are not all schmaltz, here is Thine is the Glory, or Thine Be the Glory, I should say, which is based on a very famous Handel piece. Sorry. Another non-schmaltzy one, O God, our help in ages past. Oh, blast, I was enjoying that too. Now, the last one I'm going to preview for you is the last thing the passengers on the Titanic ever heard when the ship sank on the morning of April 15th, 1912. Of course, this was played by a band at the time. As you may be well aware, is Nearer My God to Thee. So, folks, I hope that some of you have enjoyed this, and if you have, please do check him out because he is well worth supporting. Even if you don't like hymns, you may well like his other album. I just happen to prefer this one.